And I'm very happy now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum, and she's with us here sitting in for Candace Walsh, speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good snowy morning to you.
Good snowy morning to you. And Tammy Berenson joins us. She's president of the Santa Fe Skating Club. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
And so there's a big skating thing happening this weekend.
Yes, there is. We have our annual ice show, which this year is Destination Sochi, To Russia with Love. It's at the Chavez Center, Saturday at 4 o'clock and Sunday at 1 o'clock. We're very excited. We have the pairs team of Alexa Semeca and Chris Kinnearum coming down from Colorado Springs. Hopefully they'll get in okay today with the snow.
Mm. And those are always really dramatic skaters.
They are. They're actually ranked second in the U.S. and ninth in the world. And we'll be competing at U.S. Nationals in January to see if they're one of the two pairs that get to represent the U.S. at the Sochi Olympics in February.
Wow. So that's why the Russian theme.
That is why the Russian theme. We wanted to celebrate the Olympics coming up, and we wanted to bring down a top-ranked pair.
So Russian music?
It will be Russian music as well as Olympic-themed music. We're going to have to kick off the show with an opening ceremony featuring the music of John Williams, which he does all of the great big Olympic themes.
Right.
And but yes, there's lots of Tchaikovsky and Stravinsky and a lot of the Russian composers as well.
And are you going to be serving borscht and vodka?
Unfortunately not. I don't think the Chavez Center would let us serve vodka.
borscht. Borscht is the consolation prize. So, okay, well, this is happening Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday at 4, Sunday at 1. Tickets are available at the moment through the Santa Fe Skating Club website, www.santafeskatingclub.org.
Or just at the door.
And at the door, yes.
Well, Tammy Berenson, thank you so much for letting us know about this.
Well, thank you for having me.
Kate Nelson.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
There's so much going on this weekend and into next week. All the Christmas activities are gearing up. Lots of music performances happening almost every day. I am most excited, however, for what's happening at the History Museum this weekend. Tonight is Christmas at the Palace, our annual event. This is our 29th year of bringing Santa and piñatas, and you can use one of the antique presses in the Palace Press. And various performing groups from Santa Fe will be in different galleries of the Palace of the Governor. So that really beautiful, historic ambiance. That's 5:30 to 8 p.m. tonight, and it's free, although we do ask if people can, that they bring some non-perishable food to help other people in Santa Fe this weekend.
Very nice.
Yeah. And Sunday is the annual Las Posadas. And there's a wonderful story in Pasatiempo today interviewing some of the devils who will be heckling the holy couple as they try to find an inn on the Santa Fe Plaza. That's Sunday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. and it finishes up in the palace courtyard with hot cider and cookies, and you can sing a few carols.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I'm hoping it doesn't look like this tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, I drive this 29-year-old car with four-wheel drive.
Wonderful.
And it's still rolling along through the snow.
I think that's green driving, keeping a car alive for 29 years.
Yeah, well, there's been a bunch of other cars that have come and gone while that car has remained. But I got an email from the Coro de Cámara Chamber Choir. And they are presenting a concert titled Christmas Lights tonight at 7 o'clock at at 7 o'clock, Trinity on the Hill Episcopal Church in Los Alamos. And Saturday, December 21st, I can announce this again later, the First Presbyterian Church of Santa Fe. It's an eclectic mix from Latin motets to jazz carol arrangements to Argentinian composer Ariel Ramirez's Cantata Navidad Nuestra with guitars, percussion, and tenor soloist Lucian Day.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Good. Well, we'll remind people of that in a couple of weeks, but meanwhile, that is happening tonight.
Wonderful. In the other museum news I want to report, and probably everyone's heard about the big Goya show that's opening
yes.
at the Museum of Art. The public opening is tomorrow at noon. There'll be bizcochitos and you'll beautiful, beautiful Museum of Art building. The members opening, if you are a member, is at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and they're serving a light breakfast for that. This is a crazy good show for Santa Fe to get. This is its only U.S. appearance, and I think you got a little preview of it this week.
I got a little preview of it this week, and it is a beautiful show. Spanish artists' works on paper from the 16th century to the 18th or 19th. I can't remember. Anyway, it spans quite a long time, and I'm going to be interviewing, actually later today to air next week, because he's only in town for a short time, the keeper of the prints from the museum,
the British Museum.
And it's a terrific show. It's worth seeing. And according to that little article that was in, I think it was in El Palacio, Spanish drawings have really been overlooked. Everybody's looking at Italian drawings and French drawings, but there's this huge amount of Spanish work on paper, not only drawings, but prints, that are coming to light.
That's wonderful.
It's fantastic.
And they appear to be just exquisite.
They're exquisite.
We're very fortunate to have that coming here. So music this weekend, on Sunday, Musica Antigua de Albuquerque is coming up and presenting, I'm going to mispronounce this, Marvel Not Joseph. And that's a program of Christmas music from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance at Christ Lutheran Church. That's at 4:30 p.m. And there are tickets required for that. The big holiday sing is happening at Crystal Ray Church on Canyon Road. That's the big one where all the different choirs get together and make that huge, joyful noise. And there's a part in the program where the audience can join in as well. And nothing feels better than singing with people who know how to sing.
Yeah.
Kind of cover up your own.
To cover you up, right. By you, I mean me.
And that's at 4 p.m. at that beautiful Crystal Ray Church that John Gaumine designed.
We have a ticket giveaway. And it's Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks celebrating holidays in Hicksville at the Greer Garson Theater tomorrow at 7:30.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I know. Do you remember Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Dan Hicks and Hot Licks from the way, way distant past?
I can go into a certain drawer in my dining room and find a few CDs.
Exactly. Or LPs, perhaps?
Well, those went away with the husband.
Ah, yes. Therein lies a novel. That we're not going to read aloud right now.
No.
Singer-songwriter Dan Hicks. Anyway, if you would like a pair of tickets, it's kind of a blend of swing, jazz, folk, and country. He calls it folk jazz. So if anybody would like a pair of tickets and can go tomorrow night, 428-1382. 428-1382 is the number at the station. Give us a call.
I commute up from Placitas, New Mexico, on the Rail Runner most days. And for those listeners out there who have children who like trains, there's a great event this week. And the Rail Runner is hosting Santa on the Train.
Aww.
And he's coming up to the rail yard, and they'll have lots of kids' activities there and music and all kinds of fun. And if you're here in Santa Fe, you can hop on the 3:30 train back to Albuquerque and spend some time with Santa. And who knows, if the snow keeps up, maybe pretend you're on the Polar Express.
There you go. I got a note from the Taos Art Museum, and they're having a holiday celebration children's program and all kinds of things. So tomorrow from noon to 4, there is a studio exhibition and sale of crafts by selected artists. There's sales. There's, at 2 o'clock, their off-the-wall program series that engages children in grades 4 through 6 in storytelling, imagining, and all kinds of good things. And it's very inexpensive to get in there. And don't forget, while you're there, you can look at the exhibition The Animal World of Eugenie Glaman. And that's all at the Taos Art Museum, taosartmuseum.org.
The Santa Fe Playhouse is presenting their version of A Christmas Carol. And certainly on TV these days, you can get any number of versions of it. This one is relatively faithful to what Dickens intended. That's going through Sunday this weekend, and I believe next weekend as well, at the Santa Fe Playhouse. So there will be evening performances and Sunday matinees. And that's a really special local theater troupe, and very much worth all of us supporting their efforts.
And especially that was the piece that was directed by our own Dan Garrity, who passed away very recently, and they're putting the piece on as a tribute to our our dear Dan.
That can't have been easy for them, and so kudos to them.
Yep. So what else is going on? Let's see. Jewels of Belly Dance, ladies and gentlemen. She laughs, but it's a full-scale theatrical production featuring some of the top Oriental belly dancers from northern New Mexico and California. It's Saturday tomorrow at 8 o'clock at NDI, New Mexico's The Dance Barns at 1140 Alto Street. You can go to ticketssantafe.org or call the Lenzic box office 988-1234 or simply show up at the door.
Another way we can support some of our local New Mexico kids, Saturday and Sunday, the children and the grandchildren of the Portal artisans, the people who sell the Native American crafts in front of the Palace Portal, will be having their own holiday sale, and that'll be at the History Museum during operating hours of the museum on Saturday and on Sunday. I've been to this in the past, and the kids are just so eager, and they're into their art and into looking forward to doing something really cool with their lives. So it's a great place to pick up some last-minute Christmas presents and also just to support local kids.
Excellent. Now, there's a film that premiered a couple of days ago at the Screen called American Hustle, starring Christian Bale, Amy Adams, and Jennifer Lawrence.
It's getting rave reviews.
That's got to be good.
Yeah. Great actors.
Yeah, great actors. And so check that out. And what else? Tonight, opening tonight, is Faust, winner of Best Director at the Venice Film Festival, and from the director of Russian Ark. So you can, Goethe's Faust is something that I kind of grew up hearing about. The Prime Ministers, based on the bestseller by Yehuda Avner, starring Sandra Bullock and Michael Douglas. Lots of good things over at the Screen. And then, of course, there's always opera. So, and The Punk Singer, the film about Kathleen Hanna, who I was very sorry I didn't get a chance to interview, because that's a really great movie. She was one of the first female punk rockers and, like, super intense feminist punk rocker. And it's just a picture about her life, a documentary about her life.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's really good.
Over at the Santa Fe Botanical Garden, they've set up a Christmas Light Glow event. And this is the one over up on Museum Hill. It'll be running through January 4th, and there are tickets for that. Children 12 and under are free, and that's kind of a nice evening Christmas get outside, maybe air out the in-laws.
Can you say more about that?
No. Actually, I love my in-laws. They're wonderful people.
Moving right along, the cat of the week. This week's featured cat is Midge, a very sweet cat who quickly adapts to new surroundings. She's female, let's see, FIV, feline, what does HIV stand for? Immunodeficiency virus. She's right. FIV positive, so she should only be around other gentle cats or around other FIV positive cats. She would be fine with cat-friendly dogs. She's a petite, beautiful girl with a short tortoiseshell coat, and she's about 3 years old.
Oh, that makes someone a wonderful Christmas present.
A wonderful Christmas present. And did you know that the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, if you go and adopt a pet, you can get Santa, the actual Santa, to deliver it to your house on Christmas Eve?
Oh, that would just enchant a child, wouldn't
it? Yes, it would. And it will. Children, close your ears, because you might be next.
The 4th Annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market is happening on Saturday at DeVargas Center. This is sort of a reverse gift thing where you go and make donations to various groups who can use your donations to do good works in our community, and you can make them in the names of your friends and family and have that count as your gift to them this year.
Excellent. Now, that was happening last weekend. Is it happening again?
Apparently it is Saturday
Sunday. Look at that. Excellent. Well, that is very good to hear.
That's the neatest idea.
It is really a great idea. You give something to somebody else, and in their name, your friend gets a card.
And right here in this community, that money gets put to a good use.
Very much so. And it stays local. We like that. Okay, at the Swiss Bistro and Bakery on Sunday, if you eat there, and you say that you like New Energy Economy, they will give a portion of the proceeds to New Energy Economy. So
nice.
it's a donation, and it's for their Soul Not Coal project to solarize the Nancy Rodriguez Center.
Plus, they have wonderful crepes.
Yes. Crepes are good.
Here's one going into next week that I'm real excited about. Schola Cantorum of Santa Fe will be performing in the Loreto Chapel. And they do Renaissance polyphony and a cappella work of familiar carols. Lovely people who dedicate their time to that. And it's in that incredible Loreto Chapel and its fabulous acoustics. That's Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 for that.
Okay. And what else do we have? Let's not forget films at the Jean Cocteau. There's new films every week. And opening today is Last Days on Mars. There's also an event called, if you're up late, let's see, is this a movie? It's called Christmas with the Dead.
Ooh.
With guest Joe Lansdale, author of the story on which the film is based. Okay, yes, yeah, so it's a film. Lansdale also wrote Bubba Hotep. Oh, my goodness. And, yeah, so that's happening at the Jean Cocteau, 466-5528.
This Rodeo New Mexico is having a gala this Saturday, and that's at the, where can I find it on here? It's at the Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill. Alexandria Tapia is our Rodeo New Mexico. I met her during the Rodeo de Santa Fe this summer. An incredibly poised young woman, and she's going to go far. She deserves our support, and this is to help raise money for her programming. There's a dinner, there's dancing, there's music by the Renegade Mountain Band, and that's at 6 p.m. on Saturday at Soul Santa Fe.
Excellent. And by the way, the tickets are long gone for Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
Wow.
But you can still go. People can go to the...
But that ticket giveaway just went like that, huh?
Oh, yeah. They go instantaneously.
That's great.
That's good. People are listening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, from time to time, please write to me, radiocafe@ksfr.org, because we welcome listener comments.
That's lovely.
Okay. At the CCA... There's a film, Following the Ninth, in the footsteps of Beethoven's Final Symphony, and director Carrie Candele will be there in person. There are screenings today and tomorrow at 5:45, and let's see, an introduction's for the 8 o'clock, I don't know, look it up on their website, ccasantafe.org. I can't read their hieroglyphics here, but it's apparently a fantastic, they call it a majestic sonic travelogue, that inspires genuine awe. So check that out. Not to mention the film which we talked about during the first segment, which is called American Promise. I don't know if you heard that on your way in, but it was about a film made following the education of two African-American boys from kindergarten through 12th grade. So they made this film over the course of 13 years.
Oh my goodness, what a commitment.
Oh my God, these children... You fall in love with them. They're wonderful, but it's a really interesting, challenging film about education and parenting and race in America. And
I was just
New
thinking
York.
Teachers must relish the opportunity to see how kids develop once they leave their classrooms. That would be an interesting way to see it.
Yeah, yeah. Every teacher in Santa Fe go to this movie.
Great.
Every parent. Seriously, it's really good.
Also this evening, the Festival of Song is also at the Loreto Chapel. This is the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble, so more Christmas music, and that's at 7 p.m., and tickets are required for that as well.
Excellent. Help me out. I'm out.
There's Paula Poundstone tonight at the Lensic. I don't know if tickets are still available for that. You might want to hop online and see. I listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and I love her on that whenever she's on there. St. John's College students are performing in 12th night, Saturday night and Sunday night.
Nice. Always fun to go up to St. John's College and see what's going on there.
And it would look so Christmassy right now.
Yep. What else? I'm looking at things that happened last week. That's not going to do us any good. Oh, David Geist. As always, David Geist and his Geist Cabaret at Pronzo.
Mm.
And always good to go up to listen to him play piano and old show tunes
that
and new show tunes and things like that, and have the delicious food that they serve up there at Pranzo. So it's over on the second floor, and it's right in the Sambusco Center.
So this isn't a scheduled event, but it sort of mimics something I did a couple of weekends ago, and I think this is a wonderful way to experience New Mexico, is to get out there. I took the high road to Taos and was stopping at some of the wool shops and the carving shops, and talk about buying local. You're buying from the people who made it right there, and,
yeah.
and at the end of the road, you're in Taos.
And the wool shops, you're probably buying it from local sheep.
Exactly.
Excellent. Let's see, we got something from Opposite Books today. Today at 6:30, Joe Lansdale, whom we talked about a moment ago in connection with Christmas with the Dead, will be reading at 6:30. Oh no, it's at the Jean Cocteau, that was the same one. Never mind, I just repeated myself.
On Monday, the Southwest Seminars lecture at Hotel Santa Fe is Our Spiritual Relationship with the Earth, and that's by Leo Kilsbach from Arizona State University. He's an assistant professor of American Indian Studies. These Southwest seminars are just extraordinary for blowing the top of your brain off. And so that's at Hotel Santa Fe at 6 p.m. on Monday. Tickets are $12.
Excellent. And don't forget the holiday farmers markets. And tomorrow and the next Friday, I mean the next Saturday at from 8 to 1, the Rail Yard Artisan Market, which is, I don't know when it is. Maybe
Sunday.
That one's already over.
I think they're having an artisan's market on Sunday.
Are they? Okay. Yeah, it's, I get confused when
there's
too much information.
Yeah, from 10 to 4 p.m. And that'll be inside the pavilion, so you'll stay nice and warm. And, again, buying local.
Excellent. And don't forget, the Santa Fe Public Library has a winter reading program that goes on from December 20th through January 5th. And so when kids are on their winter break, they can come into the library and read. And they can pick up a reading log. It's open to all children, it says here, birth to 12 years old. Now, do you think infants are going to be picking up a reading log?
Certain ones in Santa Fe, you betcha.
And Los Alamos. Anyway, you can call the library, any of the three libraries, public libraries in Santa Fe. They've got wonderful programs over there to find out more.
This coming Wednesday, Wednesday evening at the Cerritos Hills State Park, they're going to ring in the season with a big holiday event there. Nice opportunity, again, to get a little bit outside of Santa Fe, see how beautiful the hills look with some snow, and be outdoors.
Excellent. Now, I'm going to try to figure out what's happening at Collected Works Bookstore while you tell us the next thing.
The Santa Fe Opera Holiday is tonight, and that's at the First Presbyterian Church. Tenor twins Joshua and Joseph Dennis, along with soprano Sarah Heaton, join pianist Kurt Pavitt for a night of arias, carols, songs of the season, and classical and sacred works. That's at 5:30 p.m. At that beautiful First Presbyterian Church. It's a free event and just sounds full of holiday wonderment.
This Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore, Journey Santa Fe presents State Senator Peter Wirth talking about New Mexico water policy in a changing environment. That starts at 11 in the morning, and those are always just terrific Sunday morning events, and Peter Wirth knows a tremendous amount about water and water policy, and be a very good thing to go to as you kick off your Sunday morning Christmas shopping, for example.
Saturday, carols and lullabies at the cathedral. Rejoice in the sounds of the holiday season with the Desert Chorale signature program. Songs ranging from Russian chants to European lullabies. This is a lovely annual event. It's at 8 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets start at $15.
Excellent. Now, the Kindred Spirits annual Christmas celebration is tomorrow, Saturday, from 3 to 7 at Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. And they do wonderful work down there. They're kind of a hospice for elderly pets. They've got dogs, horses, and poultry.
Really?
They've got peacocks and geese and all kinds of animals down there.
So take the kids.
Totally take the kids. And they do really nice holiday events and sales, and they do great things in the summer, too. It's kindredspiritsnm.org.
Very nice. This will be on Sunday, more music. The Holiday Medley Concert at the Lensic. Joseph Young will conduct the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. And they'll be playing a number of pieces, including the Suite from the Polar Express. And that's by American composer Alan Silvestri. 4 p.m. on Sunday at the Lensic. Tickets start at $20.
Excellent. And what else have we got here? Okay. Santa Fe. Did you do the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble already? Winter Festival of Song?
I can't remember. We've done so many.
Loretto Chapel tonight at 7 o'clock and also Thursday of next week, the 19th. And then at the First Presbyterian Church tomorrow at 3 o'clock and at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel at 3 o'clock, Saturday the 21st.
Perfect.
So lots of different places to go here. The Santa Fe Women's Ensemble present its 33rd consecutive season of concerts with the Winter Festival of Song and celebrating Dr. Linda Rainey's 25th year as music director. So
it's
they're going to sing.
It's not easy keeping those kinds of groups together over time. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So lots of good stuff and a reprise of their 2009 commission Listen by composer Kinley Lang, and lots of good stuff. And Angela Gabriel is going to be accompanying them on Glockenspiel. and David Glenn Ponder on harp, and much, much more. It sounds like a really good event, and you can go to it at pretty much every possible location. For more information, SFWE, for Santa Fe Women's Ensemble, .org.
Wonderful. If I learn to play the Glockenspiel, will I be a Glockenspielian?
What will you be? Eine Glockenspielerin.
Oh, you were good. Mm. Tonight, the New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts is honoring Sally Bingham.
Yay!
A wonderful local author. I don't know that tickets are still available. You can go to ticketsantafe.org. This is an event at La Posada de Santa Fe. Tickets are $100, and obviously that price ticket is to benefit the New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts, and it's a great way to support Sally, who's just incredible.
Who is a wonderful person and very accomplished writer. I'm out.
I think we might have gotten through the list.
Have we gotten through the list? That's never happened before. Usually it's like, oh, we have 173 things. Sorry, we forgot to announce them. We didn't announce any art openings.
Ooh, let's go to those.
Yeah, let's go to those, Kate. Because I don't know where mine are. No. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Go up Canyon Road and walk around downtown.
Oh,
it's Friday.
My.
It'll be a beautiful day to do that.
Pop into the Palace and check out the performers who are there. Come back down tomorrow and pop into the new Goya show. Check out the young native artists.
Walk around the lit-up plaza with its beautiful Christmas lights.
And the restaurants, they've got all these special menus and, oh, goodness knows, some hot chocolate somewhere would be really lovely.
Yep. All right. Well, excellent. So, Kate Nelson, New Mexico History Museum. You've got lots of good stuff going over there.
Yeah, we do. This is these events are our favorite of the year. They're a lot of work, and there's always headaches involved with putting all the different pieces together. But once the doors open and Santa walks in with his entourage and the evening takes on its own flavor, it's so much fun. We've got farolitos and little bonfires in the courtyard, and that's where Santa holds court in this gorgeous robe that was originally built, I believe, for the Santa Fe Opera. So we've got the best Santa robe in town.
You mean the North Pole?
That's what I meant to say.
You mean Santa's elves.
And Tom Leach and James Borland opened up the Palace Press. They let you come and actually operate one of the presses to make a card of your own and wear a printer's hat, which is an interesting device all unto itself that happens to be best made with pages from Paso Tiempo.
So Kate Nelson is with the Santa Fe I mean, the New Mexico History Museum, and is sitting in for us speaking of the arts, and it's just great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And don't forget to check out the skating show.
That should be so much fun.
At the Genoveva Chavez Center. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Don't forget to write comments from time to time if you feel like it. Stay tuned for the local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. Drive safely in this snow, or I don't know if it's even still snowing, but anyway, drive safely, be happy, and have a wonderful weekend. Hasta la vista. Ciao.